Welcome to Nettle Badge, sponsored by Nettle of York. Unveiling ideas, brought to you by Y01 Radio and Nettle of York. In a marathon session, 10 aspiring entrepreneurs pitch their innovative visions to our discerning Nettles, Paula, James, and Wayne.
Hello, Nettles. My name's Paige.
Today, we kickstart our series with the first pitch from Paige, the creative mind behind Eventide Inks.
I'm here to talk to you today about my business, Eventide Inks, which is a tattoo studio. To me, tattooing is far, far more than just a job and creating art. Tattooing is a thing that got me essentially out of a really dark place, a place that not only did I not think I'd ever come out the other side of, but that I ever wanted to come out the other side of. When I was 12, I was diagnosed with anorexia nervosa. I was taken out of the schooling system from that time, and I didn't return until I would have been in year 10. So I was constantly playing catch up. In the time that I was away, I was in an inpatient facility in Sheffield. And when you not only don't have the energy to do anything, but you're not allowed to do anything, it's really easy to get caught up in the whole thought cycle of everything. I managed to turn my focus and distraction to art and drawing. At the time, a lot of the staff around me were big into tattoos. I've always loved them personally, never saw myself going into it. One of my objectives when I was really struggling was, if I can create a piece that is good enough for someone, one of my nurses, to get tattooed on them, they would. Kind of set my sights on drawing this. Massive perfectionist, kind of comes with the illness. And so I did. I fully invested so much into this, created this lovely mandala design, gave it to my nurse, didn't think anything of it. A couple of months later, she returned and she'd had the piece of art done. And she came back with a business card and she said, "My tattoo artist has said to me, wow, like, this girl's got talent. If she wants to apprentice for me when she's well and when she's old enough, that'd be great." So, like, obviously, like, little 13, 14 year old dream comes true. You're like, oh my goodness, like, this is insane. So I did, I learned the trade, and then COVID hit. I would have been enrolled in the, like, my A-levels or a college course at the time because of how my brain seems to figure things out. I've always struggled with, if I'm not the best, I'm the worst. So the schooling system never really worked for me, especially not in a class system. And I was getting ill again. So I pulled away and I was like, look, I know how to tattoo. I've learned the trade. it's a ridiculously difficult industry to get into. So for me, not only in order to find a path that's going to work for me long term, but also a path that I enjoy and I'm comfortable and I'm confident in, and something that means so much more to me than just working, is something that I have every passion and every little bit of grafting in me to make work where I can. So I did all my research, got in touch back with my mentor who was in Sheffield, and I was like, look, where do I start? What do I do? So kind of kept practicing, putting everything into it as I could. I took it upon myself to, you know, buy everything in small sections to build it all up. I have the most supportive family, friends that were willing to let me practice. And I've managed to get myself to a position now where I have my own little studio in York, on Low Petergate, where I work there as much as I can. It's not always guaranteed work. People can come and cancel last minute. There's not many people either that know about me, unless they're friends and family. The only way to really advertise and promote yourself in this business is via the media, social media, massively. Instagram is where I probably get most of my clients. However, there's the older generation who will go to look for me on Google and they'll go, well, there's nothing. And I'm like, that's where I'm lost. I understand it's a competitive industry as well. I'm not the first, I won't be the last person to learn to tattoo. I am not the only person in York either, but my approach to it, in my eyes, is very different. I don't necessarily get clients that are, you know, everyone that's here, they're a normal per se. The people that I try to attract are the people that want the work doing, they want the designs, they want the ink, but they're too vulnerable to show scars, or they're too insecure. Having had the past that I've had, I know how to make it a comfortable environment. I know how to make it an environment where you feel seen but not judged. I've got friends that I met and made when I was struggling, and they're friends that have had experiences where they've been turned away from tattoo studios because they're wanting to cover scars. They're wanting to create art and create a focus point on themselves that's not, oh my goodness, I'm hideous, like, this is awful, and it ends up in a spiral. It's a distraction. I've done extra work learning how to tattoo scars, how to design things around other scars, how to, not maybe if it's something that can't be covered up, but do something that incorporates or draws attention away from it and doesn't bring people in that are gonna feel rejected, that then essentially sparks a relapse. Like, it's the amount of, like, it's not anger, it's frustration around that aspect of it. It's heartbreaking, like, genuinely heartbreaking for me, and I want my area to be safe. I want to be able to bring those clients in, or clients that don't feel comfortable enough to even talk about it, in. It's way, way more than just tattooing. It's creating a new level of confidence for someone. Even, I think, as well, like I said, the older generation, the generation that struggled to find me, they've still suffered. And I can promote my idea as best I can on social media, but if I can't get the word out that kind of this is where I want to take things and this is the direction I'm going with it, then that section of the public are missing out on what I could potentially be doing for them. Like my mum and dad's, you know, generation, for example, they've got friends and they'll talk about it, and people tend to sympathise and feel it's easier to open up to someone who's been through it. It's a hard journey to explain, it's a hard journey to even think about again, but if I can put back in what I got out in a different respect, I could not be more appreciative in the success that I potentially get. I'm not just seeing a client doing a tattoo and see you later. If you want to talk to me about something that's going on, if you want to talk to someone that actually knows in a casual environment, by all means, like, I have all the time for you. I've being on the receiving end of no one understands like someone with experience understands. At the end of the day as well, like, tattoos are just colourful scars. They're just pretty designs that are still scars. Why are we still stuck in a society that's judging scars when we're also a society that'll pay hundreds to be scarred? I want to change the perception. I want to change the outlook. I want to change the face value of it. As my mum will say, I saw tattoo studios and I'd go, oh my goodness, you're going to eat my children. I want it to be a welcoming environment. I want it to be an environment where you leave and you enter feeling positive and confident. You only leave feeling more confident and looking at least 20% cooler.
Dive in as Paige unveils her aspirations for Eventide Inks and receives feedback from our panel of nettles.
Thank you so much for that, Paige. Really empowering. Yeah. Really impressive.
Thank you.
With Paige's spirited pitch for Eventide Inks coming to a close, it's now the moment of truth. Let's tune into the feedback from our panel of nettles to see how her vision resonated with them.
The business essentially is just myself. And the tattoo inside of it. I have thought a lot about other ways I could take the business, whether that's into creating prints to sell for homes, like home environments, whether that's creating a clothing line, like a line of t-shirts, hoodies, with my designs on them. I think essentially in the long term, for extra security for me, that's definitely something I would want to look into. I started off the business just doing designs and commissioning designs until I was in a position where I could start tattooing. The tattooing then came, and these other ideas are things that I definitely want to explore further.
Could you tell me a little bit about the history of the name Eventide?
Oh,
when a thoughtful, analytical tone takes the floor, that's the voice of James from Nettle of York, where business acumen meets creative flair in the heart of the city.
They are both titles of Carpenter's songs. One is the first song on the album, the other is the last. Aurora means new beginning. Eventide means at the end of the day. When I was younger, my mum and my granddad both used to sing to me the Carpenter's song. I'm not going to sing it now. But it's the one that has Why Do Birds in it. Yeah. So the Carpenters have always been very prevalent through me growing up. Karen Carpenter went through, obviously, an almost parallel situation to me, which is important. From my aspect, it's always kind of been something I've been interested in, even before I was diagnosed. Like, you become obsessed. It was a story I was very invested in and felt sympathy towards, and I think kind of was a shock to my system when I found out how it all ended, in that I'm not ready to go through that, like, not 12 years old. So there's that side of it. And my mum will never let me forget that we have the same birthday as well. So she goes, oh, I think I cursed you. I don't think that's how it works, Mum, but yeah.
Okay, well, I love that. Are you okay now? Is life are you in a good place now?
This is it's a question I get a lot. I could quite happily say to you, yeah, I'm absolutely fine. I will never be 100% recovered, ever. I will always have my own personal battle, my own personal niggles. It's not about learning to recover. It's about learning to live with it. I realised quite late on that in order for me to get better. The only person that can help me is myself. I can have everyone under the sun telling me, I need to do this, I need to eat this, I need to stop doing this. Until I want it and I see it for myself, it's not going to happen. And it wasn't necessarily the want of getting better or recovering, per se. It was the idea of, I need to live a life where I'm not being fully controlled with an illness that is surrounded by control. This business, like I said, has not only just been a business for me. This is my control. This is my focus now. This is my healthy outlet and a way that I'm learning to cope with things that have ultimately absolutely dominated me in the past.
I'm sure that you could help and empower young people.
A calm, collected tone chimes in. Ah, that's the voice of Wayne Chadwick, the managing director of Wire One Radio, where local voices find a global echo.
There's a future as well. A synergy with counselling is one of the things I think, through design. I really do, because I think the young people, such as yourself, need young people at times, and often they're put in front of people who are considerably older. It doesn't mean that they're not useful, but young people relate really well to young people. So that was just something that I was thinking about. But turning it in another slight direction, Paige, what about the money of this? Because obviously you're wanting to turn this into a... You want this to be a business, you're developing a business, you say you're on Low Peter Gate. Are you sharing some premises with...
Yeah, so I currently rent a space, which is a room above Pat Caulfield's.
Oh, okay, so you're on the first floor then, are you?
Yeah. Oh, second, technically. Okay. So the first floor's the hairdressers,
yes.
And then above that there's four other rooms.
Have you got any branding at street level?
No.
Okay, would they allow you to do that?
There's a small, like, window space. I think it's about figuring out how to use that effectively.
So that people know you're there for footfall on the streets.
Definitely.
And also, what sort of income? I mean, what do you charge for this service? And where are you wanting to get to in terms of, income for yourself?
Of course. The rent that I pay is £50 a day for this room that I use, which, depending on how many jobs I have in, some days I'll take away £20. Some days I'll be lucky enough to take away £200. It does depend on what jobs I have in. I generally charge by the design.
Yes.
Rather than kind of by the hour.
Right, because it depends how complex the design
exactly.
is, for instance.
It could be a really, really complex design.
Can you give me a sort of a scale charge for design and then also then for ink as well, please?
So I tend to charge, regardless. If it's for a standard piece, is a £50 charge for the design alone. Because it can take me hours. For a larger piece that's essentially going to be a full-day session with me, that's £100 for that design. Mm-hmm. Going forward, I'll then accustom, for a full day with me, which can be 6 to 8 hours, that's about £400. It's a job that means so much more to me that when it comes to how much is that going to cost, I kind of go into, full-on panic mode. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that can be a challenge. I mean, I'm creative as well in a different aspect, and it can be difficult to work out what a reasonable price is. But I also think, you're extremely talented, and you should never underestimate, the quality of your work and the price that commands.
Yeah.
I think that can come with experience a little bit, really. And I personally think that you could charge a lot more than what you currently do.
Yeah. The competitive rate is about £70 an hour, which is something I am aspiring to. Being new in the industry, not necessarily inexperienced, but new in terms of...
Starting out as a business.
Yeah. There's not as much on my social medias, which is where a lot of people will look. When there's not as much on your social media, I'm speaking from experience when I'd be booking in a tattoo, you kind of think, why is there not as much to look at?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think with time and as I get more clients, I get better at taking pictures of my work so I can post them. Hopefully, the business will keep growing. As the business keeps growing, then obviously I'll be more inclined to put my prices up. At the moment, my outlook to it is I need the work right now to promote it more than I need
to build a portfolio.
The big money.
Obviously, you're a creative person. Do you currently have any branding or logo? You don't, okay.
Nothing.
So we are starting from scratch with that, okay. And do you, when you think of a tattoo studio, it kind of automatically conjures up a certain image in terms of aesthetics and things? Yeah. What sort of visions do you have for the branding in terms of, do you want to kind of have quite a traditional look, or are you looking for something a bit more unique? And
so at the moment, my space is built, it's white walls, and it's very retro kind of style, like my shelving unit's like rattan. I've got quite a lot of greenery, fake plants, vinery, like things like that. I want it to be a light space. I don't want you to enter and feel heavy. I want you to feel kind of like, oh, this is spacious, this is airy, I feel light, I feel comfortable.
So you're pulling away from the norm, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want it to be that typical, like dark, dingy.
Yes.
Kind of vibe. As my mum would say, she'd go, you're not going to be playing any of that horrible metal music in there, are you? No promises, mum, no promises.
And are you experiencing, or is the long-term plan to appeal to male and female and non-binary people?
Yeah, absolutely. I already have a collective of male and female clients. I think my style of tattooing as well is different from a lot of people in the area. I'm very much more fine line, very intricate, very what's kind of called micro-realism, hyper-realism, pretty much like my owl piece here, and like the fine line, which is very up and coming within the tattoo scene.
So for me, the foundation's all about making a difference. So what I wanted to know is, what difference would this make to you?
And finally, as the confident, commanding voice articulates her thoughts, that'd be the voice of Paula Stainton, the foundation manager at York City Football Club, where strategy and ambition move the ball forward, both on and off the field.
You know, the branding, the marketing, the radio campaign, you know, how is it going to make a difference to both your organisation, your business, and you as an individual?
So it's going to potentially help me get a foot in the direction of the other outlets that I wanted to take the business potentially. For me personally, I guess as well for everyone else, in making a difference, I can offer that support. There's a running meme per se that people go to tattoo studios and they create tattoo appointments because they want therapy, essentially. It's someone to talk to for two or three hours, you know, sometimes 8 hours a day. If, you know, you eventually become comfortable with someone and you realise that, do you know what, this person actually has a lot to help me with, a lot to say, and a lot of directions that they can take me in away from the darker places.
But it's also therapy for you, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, like even getting to speak to like-minded people, people that have also struggled, it makes me feel less alone.
I
want to give back as much as I get out. Kind of thing. I think that's the biggest difference that I can offer that not even just a lot of tattoo studios can't offer, a lot of businesses can't offer. I could never personally go into a job in psychiatry or working in a mental health facility, because for me that'd be too difficult. This is a way that it's not the sole focus, but it's a way that I can, now and again, when the right people come through the door, I can have that impact.
As the insights from our nettles settle, the journey of innovation continues.
Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Paige's vision for Eventide Inks has left a mark. Join us in the next episode. The Nettle Patch is where ideas bloom. Stay tuned.